Hello. As was mentioned, Prevention Institute is actually just across the bay in Oakland, California, but we do work nationally, and we are part of different collaborations, and we also work with a lot of different groups on the ground and helping them think about policy and environmental change, and through that work, collaboration is a key component of that. And I have nothing to disclose. And just in terms of primary prevention, this is really thinking more systematically about how do we prevent people from getting sick or injured in the first place. And through this primary prevention work, our emphasis is really focused on policies and environmental changes that promote health and health equity. And so I'm just going to skip over this. So one key component, as I mentioned, as part of policy and environmental change work, increasingly we're being asked more and more to partner with people outside of public health. We're asked if we're working on healthy eating and active living issues. We're asked to work with transportation and land use planners. We're asked to work with local businesses. We're asked to work with people in the educational system. And so part of this work is really understanding how do we work with people outside our own field. And so what makes collaboration work when we're working with different fields and sectors challenging? And so through looking at the literature and also just our own experiences working in collaborations, we've found that, you know, different partners view the world differently. They may see problems and issues from a very different vantage point. And they may also, when you're coming together and you're not as familiar working with maybe some of your own non-traditional partners, you may lack an understanding of what issues are they even focusing on? What is their value system in that particular area of work? What is the capacity that they have to move a public health and prevention agenda? And so what we really want to talk about is how can we overcome some of those challenges. Speaking different languages, I was at a meeting one time with someone from the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and so we're sitting there talking with other participants, and this other participant kept talking about the CDC and all this work that the CDC is doing, and the person that I was with from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention was like, wow, I didn't know CDC was doing that. And what was a little bit funny is this person, when they were talking about CDC, was talking about community development corporations. And so it's just like we're not speaking the same language sometimes. And so that's another thing that's come up is we use the words health, equity, and social determinants of health, but not everyone talks in that same way, but we could also actually mean the same things. And so we follow different mandates and just really juggling what our own mission, our own organization's doing with others, what other organizations are doing. And so these are just some of the challenges that come up with working with people from different fields. Has anyone experienced any of these things? Okay, I see some hands here. But there's also advantages, right? Why are we being asked to do this and what's the benefit of doing this? So also the benefits of really being able to expand outside our own kind of comfort zone and working with others is really thinking about bringing diverse expertise and different resources that can really contribute to a health, public health goal, really building a broader network of constituencies. And really, when we're thinking about policy and environmental change, the power of advocacy and really bringing together people with a unified voice. And that can have a lot more impact than just trying to do something alone. Leveraging relationships and the collaboration to leverage resources. To really, you know, I wouldn't necessarily in my own organization be qualified for like a community development block grant or something like that. But if I was partnering with someone, you know, that would be more positioned to, you know, attract that kind of funding, you know, we can also leverage these collaborations to bring in more resources so we can achieve our goals. And just thinking about sustainability, just thinking about a health in all policies approach and really thinking about, yes, businesses are thinking about health, maybe not as their primary goal, but if they're really bringing that lens to the work that they're doing, or the educational system, or transportation planners, as they're thinking about making communities that are more walkable and bikeable, those have health benefits as well, and really thinking about what are those sustainable changes that we can make together. So today, what I wanted to share with you is this tool called Collaboration Multiplier. And part of the work we do at Prevention Institute is not only doing our own projects in terms of policy, environmental change, but also trying to create frameworks and tools for helping people work together more effectively. And so this is an interactive tool to help ground people in thinking about what are all the different expertise and contributions that each partner brings, and also trying to start getting to what are the shared things we can do together. And so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to share with you an example to give you some context of how we can use Collaboration Multiplier. And so this work, as was mentioned, I'm starting to think about what are strategies that can both address safety as well as healthy eating and active living. And so what I'm going to do is share an example that happened in Denver, a pilot project through the Convergence Partnership project that I worked on, where we brought together folks from the violence prevention field, from sustainable agriculture, from we had an elected official, some folks that were working in the community with promotoras, and trying to create an urban farm, but also working with at-risk youth and thinking about working with the school and bringing in healthy food access, as well as improving the community environment and also improving the economic vitality, which is also part of a violence prevention approach. And so here, with Collaboration Multiplier, it's in two phases. And this is not the end-all, be-all tool for collaboration. There's so many aspects of collaboration. But this is one in helping bring together people from diverse perspectives and kind of create a common ground of understanding. So the first phase is information gathering. And so here, let's use the example of Denver. So there's many, as you can see in the gray, there's a lot more people involved. But let's focus in on public health, urban agriculture, the city council, and violence prevention as some core partners. And so what do we need to know about our partners? So what we did is we asked them to even self-reflect themselves and think about what is our expertise, what are the assets we bring, what are the outcomes we want to achieve as part of this collaboration, and what are the strategies that we're working on that contribute to creating a safe and healthy and accessible food system within this particular neighborhood, which was Westwood in Denver, Colorado. And so these are some of the key categories as part of this information gathering phase, thinking about why is this issue even important to us? Why is safety and healthy food access important to us? What are our organizational goals around this issue? What expertise do we bring? Let me move down to what data do we bring to the table that could be helpful in advancing this agenda? Who are our partners already outside of this particular collaborative that we can also bring in, or who is our constituency? And also organizational benefit. We hear this word co-benefits a lot. And what is the motivation? What do we get out of participating in this particular collaboration? And so this first phase is really kind of information gathering and self-reflecting, but then also moving into group sharing. So just to give you one example, from a city council perspective, knowledge and ability to influence policy decisions is what this person would bring to the table. Desired outcomes is they want to see policies that support health and safety. And then also, what are some strategies that they could help implement is really leveraging funds for long-term sustainability. So I'm going to skip over all the others, but this is just an example of going through the process. And then coming together and talking about these things and sharing why is this issue important, what are the activities and strategies, what are the results we want, and then also what is the added value of us even coming together as a group. So when you have all this, you start moving into that second phase, which is really the implications of all this information and how do we analyze it in a way that's going to advance our collaborative goal. And so what we wanted to think about is, now that we kind of are building an understanding, is what results do we want to achieve together? What are ways that we start leveraging each other's expertise? And what are the strategies we want to jointly work on together? And what are the strategies we want to work on together as our own individual organizations, but align with the collaborative goal? And so these are just some of the things that they have come up around creating an urban farm, increasing employment opportunities through the urban farm and through actual backyard gardens, and really thinking about what are the institutional systems and policies that they want to land on together. And so these are just a few examples of areas where they can leverage their own partner strengths. And then also, what are some of the joint strategies? So these are two of the core things that this particular pilot project worked on. And so here is just an example as you do the collaboration multiplier and where you come together in the middle as part of this process of kind of gaining better understanding and getting rid of those assumptions that people make, but really actually having a dialogue. And so this collaboration multiplier tool is very flexible, and you can kind of pick and choose what you need to know about your collaboration. And then afterwards is really tailoring your message if you want to engage others in a conversation and thinking about who else you might want to invite to the table, who's missing, and really strengthening and building the collaboration. And then from this information, also developing a comprehensive strategic approach. And so those are the key things about the collaboration multiplier process, and I'd be happy to share afterwards more information, and there's information on PreventionInstitute.org to find the tool. And then just here are some tools in terms of, from Prevention Institute, things that also would complement, which is the spectrum of prevention, and also our 8 steps to an effective coalition. Thank you.